Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. So glad that you've joined us today, whether it is on radio or perhaps you are watching on Facebook Live or NRB TV, wherever you are. Really glad to be here. I was on vacation, kind of a staycation last week, built 7 rockets for my kids, actually for me. And joining me today is Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
I'm good. Rockets. You built rockets?
Seriously? I like rockets. Okay. Speaking of rockets, here's Ron. Ron Archer filled in for me. Heard great things, Ron, about how you did. And people just saying, you know, we knew it wasn't that difficult what Steve did. And Ron proved it. He did so well.
I prayed and fasted and lived through it. Let me tell you, it's a lot more than what people think.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. And
Thank you, sir.
Going to be taking your calls. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. A couple of things I want to tell you about today. Facebook Live, I'll start a series on marriage, and I'd love for you to come and join me for that. I think it's about a 9-part series. I don't know, but it's a lot. And then Thursday, the first airing of the new television show, Life Recovery Today.
Yay.
You can find out all about that, liferecoverytoday.net. My first guest is my own personal wife, Misty Arterburn. Aww. And, you know, she's been in a recovery program for over 20 years. And really, when it comes to codependency, enabling, all that stuff, she knows it. But Life Recovery Today is on at 11 a.m. And you could get it on NRB Television, or you could stream NRB TV. On DirecTV, it's channel 378. You could watch it on Roku, Apple TV, fourth generation, Amazon Fire TV, YouTube live stream, and the NRB TV app. I mean, there's just no reason not to watch
it. Okay, so that's 11 a.m. Eastern?
11 a.m. Eastern time on the NRB network. But I love doing this because we're talking about recovery, which all of us need to be in recovery.
Amen.
Everybody needs a growth program, and here we're just talking about 12 steps that help you grow. And if you've never, ever heard anything about the 12 steps, other than they were written by Satan or something like that, people that don't understand, they came right out of Scripture, well, this would be a great time to find out all about that. So right now, if you want to join us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is our phone number for, well, if you have a question about something in your life, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to order one of our featured products, you could call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But the radio number is 1-800-229-3000. Now, let me tell you about the gift to say thank you for those who join Club New Life. At a mere $30 a day, you get a thank you gift that includes, you could call this the New Life Library. It's got the Conquer Worry and Anxiety book by Dr. Amen. We send this to you to say thank you for joining Club New Life. Growth Has No Boundaries, Cloud Townsend. Emotional Freedom Workbook, Arterburn and Neal. Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, Stoop. Forgiving, What You'll Never, Ever Forget. And that's a Stoop book. And then Healing Is a Choice by Arterburn. Take Your Life Back, Day by Day, the devotional, Arterburn and Stoop. All that just to say thank you for becoming part of the New Life Giving family. And if you've never been a part of Club New Life, I think you'll like it. I think you'll find it's
you
one
could
of
open
the,
a bookstore with a,
yeah.
that
it's
amount.
A library.
I know,
well,
it
we
is.
Just, we want people to sign up. And no better time to do that than right here in the summer. All right. 1-800-229-3000. Dr. Ron Archer on with us. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Jill Hubbard, and Steve Arterburn. We'd love to talk with you. 1-800-229-3000. We've got some lines that are open just for you. We'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here trying to adjust back in the seat here. And I think I said $30 a day for Club New Life. It's not quite that expensive. It's $30 a month. You could be part of the giving family. $30 a month. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to the phones. And again, those phones, 1-800-229-3000. And we'll talk with Timothy from Tampa. Hi there. How are you?
Hello, doctor. I appreciate you taking my call. Read Every Man's Battle, listened to Every Man's Marriage, too. I'm on my third time now. I mean, there's just gems in there that have really been helpful. Has filed for divorce back in November of last year. I've still been in the house, even though she's asked me to leave, because I don't think it's the right thing. I'm trying to stand for my marriage, and I've leaned on Christ and my mentors in the church to really bring me through this. We still continue to go out, have fun together, do fun things together, but she continues to bring up my past mistakes from 7 years ago, longer, and things like this. And I'm just kind of wondering, I know how Every Man's Marriage has really helped me out and try to be, you know, the essence and be in oneness with her as much as possible. I just didn't know if there's a resource that may be helpful for her. And I don't even know. She said she might look at it if I bring it to her, but I don't even know, you know, what would help maybe her look at things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. And I continue to pray and try to walk the best I can, but, you know, I need some outside help, I guess.
Okay. So let me ask you this. When is the last time that you, let's say, relapse back into the old problem?
Well, I mean, I never had an affair again. That was 7 years ago. But she talks about my anger and my frustration level, and I would say it's probably been 3 months or something, and I haven't really gotten to where I used to, because I have some tools and resources that are really helping me deal with that. A lot of some deeper issues that went on in my childhood that I never addressed before. So, and she sees that. She's acknowledged that there's a change in me, and that she sees it's an ongoing process that is beneficial to me. And she's like, you know, I want you to keep doing that. It's just, and then she brings up the past. Just, you did all these things. So I'd say a few months, you
okay,
know, but it's
so,
not near to the degree that I had done before.
Yeah. But if you're either going one direction or the other, you know, and in a person's mind who has been deeply hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So if I would say to her, you know, here is what I am doing to step up my recovery so that you can be mm-hmm. confident that I'm not tempted in any way, because you really do have to develop purity and honesty and just have no stumble, no relapse whatsoever. For that's the resource. You know, you're looking for a resource for her to read.
Okay.
No book is going to do any good if next week you're back into whatever you did 3 months ago. So you're the resource. Jill, what do you think?
Have you asked her, Timothy, what she would need to see in you to have confidence? And then at the same time, I think you need to take some of the focus off of you. And it sounds to me, you know, when a wife keeps bringing up the hurt, have you fully heard and understood the depth of the impact on her? Because there's there's definitely a delayed reaction, and a lot of Christian wives try to, okay, they get over the initial hurt and try to move on from that, but it does keep coming up, because there's kind of this idea of, well, that was in the past, let's move forward, instead of, no, we really have to, you know, disclose and get through all of the hurt first and really hearing how it's broken her.
The other thing, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just didn't know of any suggestions of ways that I could bring that up to her. I mean, should I just straight up, you know, just ask her, say, hey, Can you help me understand the depth of your hurt and what I can do to facilitate that healing? Would that be something good to say?
How about saying this? Honey, I, or whatever her name is, I have really been searching, and I've come up with something that I've realized I probably don't know the full depths of how badly I hurt you when I had that affair. And I just wonder if we could just stop what we're doing, and maybe if not now, maybe at a time where you'd feel like it after you've thought about it. But I sense that I don't fully know how badly it hurt, and I would like to know that, and I'd like you to share it with me. So I think that would be really good.
And now, and you can't defend yourself. You just want to hear her, because this is her experience, right? Yeah. So it's not about her understanding you. It's about you understanding her and then reflecting back to her what you're hearing.
And just like if she were to say, and I knew that this was just one of 10 affairs you were having. Well, rather than say, oh, honey, wait a second, I only had one affair. That's not the time to clarify that. You'd say, so that's how badly it feels. That's where you were. That, you know. So you're validating, you're reflecting back to her what she said. Now, let me ask you this, one more thing. What are you doing to grow? What does she see you doing to be sure you don't ever relapse again?
It's, first of all, the affair was in 2013. That's never happened again, and Lord's willing, it won't happen again, because I don't even entertain any of that stuff at all, and it was the worst mistake I've ever made. I mean, I'm generally repentant and don't even go there at all. Okay. The other thing is just some of my anger. So as I said, I'm addressing with a couple of different counseling and some mentors out of my church as far as the depth of some of my knowledge from my sexual abuse as a child, my abandonment issues as my dad did left.
Okay.
And so I'm working on those. And then
Hold on a sec. So are you talking to somebody, or are you sitting down in a counseling session with somebody that is a trained therapist?
I have a counselor that I talk to that's a trained therapist, and then I also have a mentor in the church. I have a couple mentors in the church that help me as well.
Both. And if you're doing that, then why aren't you making progress on the anger?
Sometimes it's a process of, you know, after 47 years of doing something, it's still a process of learning. And while I don't go back to the degree and the rage and anything like that, I don't even get into the rage. I pretty much just get really sad, and I start to almost weep and cry versus getting angry, you know?
Yeah.
So I know she sees that because she's told me this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but I still do get angry, and I try to just, you know, give it to the Lord, and I go in the bathroom, or I go in a room and I just pray, as opposed to just trying to defend it and go after it. You know, I always raise to attack, be in attack mode and defense mode, and, you know, win. And that's not a healthy way to handle it. And
look,
I'm going away from that.
Here's why I'm asking these questions. Your wife wants a divorce. Yes. Your wife wants a divorce.
Yes.
So all the things that you're doing, obviously, either they're not enough things, or they're not producing a result where you would be saying to us, and just last week she said, maybe I don't want a divorce. That's what we're going for here. We want a shift in her. And you, talking about what you're dealing with and all that, that's not helping. So I'm going to suggest that you've got to, quote unquote, up your game a bit here. And did you know there are people, Timothy, I have a lot of problems, but I'm not angry. I'm not angry. And if you are angry, wouldn't you like to be free of that? Wouldn't you like to not have to go in the bathroom and turn it over to God again? You can be free of that. And there are some things that happened to you, I believe, as a little boy that caused you to be an angry man. And you don't have to be. And if you would do a little different kind of work, deeper work there, you might see a shift in her. But if you're dipping back into a lack of sexual integrity every few months, and she can't trust that. And if you also are showing anger and she can't trust that you're, you have some kind of settled resolve within yourself, then she's probably not going to have that shift. Let me hear from Ron. Ron, what are you thinking as we're talking about all this?
Yeah, I think it's a great discussion on going deeper of what happened in the childhood. But when wives are deeply hurt, from my time as a pastor and a bishop, is they are in the show me state. You know, they want to see.
Okay.
And there are kind of three S's that we look at that a woman wants to experience, not hear about, not verbally articulate about, but to see, which is safety, security, and stability over a period of time, that she can see that she's not on the Titanic, but she's on the Ark. She's safe, she's stable, and she's secure with you. And remember this, we typically are thermostats and our wives are thermometers, that we set the tone.
Okay.
And they simply reflect back to us what we have established. You want to change the temperature, you got to change you.
Okay.
I really think that's so good for you to hear that. And here's the thing. She will not feel safe, secure, or stable until you become the most predictable male in her life.
Yes.
You are always where you say you are going to be. You're always growing forward. You're not relapsing back to anything. I mean, really, that is the key to this, is becoming the most predictable person. And she can just rely on whatever you say. That's good enough for her. So that's where we're going
for. You guys, that's great advice.
Okay.
That is so what women need.
Yeah, last thing is, I want you to become a man worth following. That the thing I want you to think about every day is delivering on promises made. Whatever you have promised to be, I don't care how small, I don't care how insignificant, you have to rebuild the walls of trust and deliver on promises made. Without any feedback, without any applause, just do it.
All right. I hope that that's helpful. I'm going to send you a copy of Worthy of Her Trust. I want you to read that. I think that will help you. I would suggest that you attend the next Everyman's Battle workshop. That would help.
And what about Restore for her?
Restore for her
would be really
could
good.
Resolve all of that anger. And then if both of you could go to the Intimacy in Marriage Intensive, you've got a chance for her to see you in a totally different light than she does today. I'm really glad that you called, and I hope and pray something we've said will make a difference. You know, it may not seem fair to a person. Here, I had this affair 7 years ago. I haven't messed up and had another affair. But if it's not producing the shift in the other person and they're still headed out the door, well, there's only so much that we can do. But let's do what we can do.
Yes.
Do that only so much thing and do the best that you can with it. 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to, how about we talk with Robert? He lives in Austin, Texas, and watches on the NRB network. Hey, Robert, how are you?
I'm doing okay, I guess. Just worrying about suicide because I've been kind of thought about a lot of times in my lifetime. I'm in a lot of pain. The pain doctor don't seem like they can do anything for me. First thing they wanted some money before I could even talk to them.
Oh, dear.
Is that pathetic?
And are you saying that your physical pain is so great that you want to die?
Hey, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the pain. I've done any way I can just to get through the night, just barely making it.
That's so sad. So
sorry, man.
I know. And I've gone to the pain doctor 4 months in a row, and they didn't even help me at all. You know, they want to give you a little bit because since they changed that law about, you know, drugs, you know, it's kind of hard to get anything to help you nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, I got insurance, too, and I still can't get it done.
I'm so sorry.
I'm hurting now as I'm talking to you.
Oh.
I'm in pain right now.
What's the source of the pain?
It's in my feet. They said it's from my back, you know. They're talking about putting some kind of thing in my back to pass the pain up. They want to operate on my back, but I'm not crazy about the idea of having a back operation on your back and on your spine, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, hold on. We'll give you some help right after this, all right? You are listening to New Life Live. Ron Archer's here. Dr. Jill Hubbard, 1-800-229-3000. You come join us, 1-800-229-3000.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free, 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we're talking with Robert. So glad that we are, mm-hmm. Robert, and we really want to help you here. We were talking about the situation at the break. Jill's going to start us off here and trying to provide some hope to you.
Yeah, Robert, I'm so glad that you reached out and called us. And our heart goes out to you because being in chronic pain, I mean, it really affects every aspect of your life and certainly your disposition and your outlook and your level of hope. And it seems to be, a problem that people in chronic pain have a really hard time finding relief. I know that while it doesn't necessarily diminish the pain, having other things in your life to create a distraction from the pain, people that I've worked with, that helps at least for, some of the hours of the day. So I'm wondering, do you have people around you? Do you have community? You're reaching out to us. Are there others that you reach out to? And what distracts you?
Well, I'll tell my friends, and I just don't seem like I'm getting relief, just hard. It bothers me mostly at night. I try not to take it. I don't like taking any kind of drugs, you see. Trying to do it physically without the drugs. But, they won't let you have any drugs anyway. My son keeps telling me I don't want to get hooked on it. And mm-hmm. I try to take a natural way. And I'm fixing to go to acupuncture in about 30 minutes.
That's good. No, yeah. That's a really good way, right? Because, with any intervention, you kind of want to look at the risk-benefit aspects of it, right? There might be a risk to taking some medications, but if there's benefit, then you weigh that out, right?
I'm sorry, I have to go because the guy's picking me up. I'm visually impaired, and my wife, she's deaf, so only way I can get to the acupuncture guy is here, and I have to go. Sorry.
Well, call us back and let me send you some stuff. I'm really hoping that you're going to get that surgery rather than be in this state of despair that leads to suicide. So you call us back, we'll get your address, and we'll send you some great stuff that will help you. Don't do it today. I think that's really the main message for anybody that's suicidal. Today is not the day.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You hang on one more day, and then tomorrow you pick it up and you do it again. That's what we want to see. Ron, you've been you were talking about earlier that you've been doing some studying on suicide.
Yeah, we have a retreat center in Ohio, and we help men primarily. And in America, men who are between 45 and 65 are committing or considering suicide, other than any other group in the country, 30% higher. And I just want you to know that tough times don't last, but tough men do. And I played football. I had back problems. Acupuncture really helped me as well. So I'm glad you're taking that step. Mm-hmm. But if that doesn't work, really think about the surgical procedure. It's better to have someone that can help you alleviate that pain than to continue in this space of agony. Mm-hmm. But good choices. You're making good steps, and keep it up.
When I was younger, I had migraine headaches, and they were quite severe to where, I wanted to throw up. I couldn't even move. Mm. I did want to die. I mean, it was, mm-hmm. I know what that feels like to be in such despair mm-hmm. and pain
right.
that you want to die. And you really do have to continue to search. I don't have migraine headaches anymore. Somebody figured it out. They helped me with it. You just have to continue to search. And if somebody's saying you need back surgery, boy, go get that back surgery.
Yes.
Do it. All right, let's go to Kathy. Listens on WAVA, and really glad that she's called us here today, Washington, D.C. How are you, Kathy? What's going on in your life?
I'm doing good, and I'll get straight to it. 4 years ago, my fiancé was killed in a fatal car accident. And just recently, my best friend of 30 years was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And I'm their primary caregiver, and I just don't know what to do.
I am so sorry. What is it just, is the question, what do you do? Is that what you want us to help you with?
Yeah, what do I do? I'm watching him waste away. Do I go to counseling now or wait till he dies? And I don't know what to do. And why does God want me to be his primary caregiver? Am I the best person to help him?
Okay. Well, Kathy, have you found any caregiver support? You know, every caregiver has that potential to end up in worse shape than better, asking the questions that you're asking. Have you done anything with any kind of support?
Yes, there is a home team that comes to help, but they're there temporarily for physical therapy, speech, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm like the primary when they're all gone.
Okay. Jill, what are your thoughts that might help her?
Well, Kathy, I'm so sorry. It's so hard to watch somebody, you know, fade away. And it's certainly an act of love to be a caregiver. And, you know, we don't want to try to protect ourselves and remove ourselves from someone we love, you know, because we know it's going to be painful when we lose them. So I think you have to ask yourself the question, you know, would you rather not be involved or would you rather be involved even though it's going to hurt?
Yeah, my mom
I'd
has
rather
us.
Be involved.
Yes,
yeah.
I'd rather be involved.
Right, right. That's so good. Then you have to shore yourself up with more than just people helping in the care, helping you emotionally to manage this as you go along, not just waiting till the end.
I'll give you some more thoughts on this right after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of 7 books, including Conquer Worry and Anxiety by Dr. Daniel Amen, Healing is a Choice by Steve Arterburn, and Forgiving What You'll Never Forget and Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, both by Dr. Dave Stu. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, Steve Arterburn here, and we're talking with Kathy, and you know, I'm really glad that you called. Kathy, are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes, I'm here.
You know, you were asking if you were the best person for this, if God's really wanting you to do this. Isn't that right? Didn't you ask that? Or okay. You know, sometimes in this world, every day, hurtful things happen. And we wonder, well, where was God? And, of course, you know, it's a fallen world. We're not in the Garden of Eden. And horrible things do happen. And God is there for us. And he's there for us through people. And so if we're the closest person to someone, then often by default, we end up doing the care. Not because God called us to do the care, but because we've stepped up, because we're responsible, nobody else is there. But that doesn't that doesn't mean that you're fully equipped to do that job. You literally could be very ill-equipped, other than really caring about the person. So if you come to the end of yourself, like it sounds like you are, that this is really, really difficult for you, then you got to stop and do some creative work. And especially since, you know, your fiance died not too long ago. So you've got pain on top of pain. And I just hope that you would be getting some counseling from somebody to get some help, to provide some restoration to your soul. I would hope that you'd look at, is there any option? Somebody at the church comes in and sits while I go out and do something different. I think it's really time for you to assess, what other resources do I need to survive this? Because not all caregivers can provide the full care that they think is demanded. Jill, you have another thought here? Ron, what, any encouragement to her?
I would. I'm helping my mom. We call it the long goodbye. She has Alzheimer's, and we're caring for her as she's saying goodbye to us incrementally every day. And one, it's an honor to be the person to wipe her tears and change her clothes. And as we do unto the least of these, we do unto Jesus, he says. And Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. What helps me is going deeper into my meditations every morning, crying out to God on my face, Lord, give me the strength that I don't have, but you have it. Things that seem impossible with men are possible with God, and he will strengthen you along with good friends, good support groups, but going deeper in your devotion with God to find strength.
I want you to hold on, Kathy. And let's see if we can find a – we've got a lot of great therapists in your area. And let's just see if we can find somebody for you. So hold on, and if you got cut off, maybe call us back and let's see what we can do here. Really glad that you called. 1-800-229-3000. And Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio right now. Larry, I was on vacation, but I stepped back in. We did Finding Freedom with Chris Williams this past Saturday, and it was really quite an amazing thing. I want to bring up one thing, and then I'll let you talk about something else. But we did a group. We had a certain group of people that were all Lose It for Life people. They were there for weight. And one of the things that came out was every person in the weight situation, or the problem dealing with weight specifically, had been sexually abused as a child. And I just, you know, anybody that is been sexually abused, sometimes you'll overeat to create size so that you won't ever be vulnerable. We had somebody that she said, I ate all the time because I didn't want anybody to be attracted to me ever again. All sorts of stuff. And yet the world says, go on this diet, do this, and you're going to get better. But man, you've got to do the heart work. You've got to do the inside work. And it was just so wonderful to see these people turn things around over the course of that 12-hour experience. What are you thinking about that time?
Well, the beauty of it is, like you said, well, the Holy Spirit shows up. He always does. And there were so many issues. People had struggled with spiritual abuse. There were abortion stories. There was a person grieved the death of her childhood and loss of opportunity. There was a men's group, and a lot of those men were struggling with relationship issues with their wives. There's just so much going on. But, you know, one of the things I walked away with that I loved, so often, you know, we say that these workshops are shame-free zones. Well, the counselor was reminding somebody that people grow up with shame on you, that phrase. Mm-hmm. And somebody once taught her that she could say shame off you. Mm-hmm. It was such a simple little thing.
Yeah.
But it brought tears to this attendee's eyes when she said that, that we don't need to live in our shame. Mm-hmm. So it's just beautiful.
Yeah, so there's so many things that folks were dealing with, and they came to this, and they can't come to this without the help of our listeners, and we appreciate your support.
We do, and we're on a drive for Club New Life. We have a great thank you gift, 7 books. I don't want to take the time right now because we've got some callers waiting, but we have 7 books, $30 a month or more. If you're a current Club New Life member increase your giving by $10, you can have those same seven books.
I gave the titles out earlier when I was saying that it was $30 a day.
And I like that, by the way.
But it's much cheaper than $30 a day. $30 a month is all it is. But it does go a long way here.
And I want to just say, too, Steve, that you and Chris really did a great job. You presented the main sessions. And
thank you.
It's a great combination when you go back and forth from main session to groups.
But yeah, I tell you, it's a powerful day. I hope you'll sign up next time we do Finding Freedom. We've got Every Man's Battle coming up, Intimacy in Marriage, Restore. We have an intensive for you, but we do them, and we can do them because of the support of our folks. And again, a great New Life library if you just join for $30 a month. That is all it is. So please come and join us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call. Now, if you want to be on radio, it's 1-800-229-3000. Thank you, Larry, for that. Let's go to Los Angeles, KKLA. Let's talk with Mary. Says that she is a first-time listener, and we're glad that she's called. Hi, Mary.
Hi. So my husband and I, we've been married for 5 years, but we've been separated for four.
Wow.
He started having an affair. He started having an affair when I was pregnant with our second, basically after our first year of marriage. And I ended up leaving, and we were kind of like on and off. He wouldn't make a decision what it is that he wanted. But then I actually got pregnant again with twins this time. So we have four kids now. And during that time, he checked out. He wasn't on board. He returned to this other person. And right after I had our twins, he got this other person pregnant too. And at the end of last year, before the new baby was born, he kind of came back saying that he had left her and he wanted to make things work. But I don't know how to deal with that. You know, it's been about 6 months.
Yeah. They're not going to work.
He hasn't moved in.
Mary?
He hasn't moved. Yeah.
They're not going to work. With him, if he's the man that you described and has ripped out your heart the way he has, and he hasn't signed up for anything that could help him grow in character, well, it's just not going to work. And for you to allow him just to pick up where he left off, and then him have doubts, and now he's got this other baby to go and see, for you just to allow him, you're really enabling him to continue to function as an adulterous male, irresponsible to four kids and to a new child that's on the way, because he is truly, this may be a compliment to him, he's a half dad already. And so I want to start with this little piece of reality, that this is a horrible situation where you have allowed him to come in and to come out. And we want to give you some good, solid advice, not based on wishing or false hope, but the reality of what your husband is doing. And I'm so sorry that you've had to go through this. But we'll give you some help right after this. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000. A great book for healing. Healing is a choice. We don't talk about it a lot, but boy, I'll tell you, there are 10 choices anybody can make right there. We'll be back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, 1-800-229-3000. Jill's going to talk to Mary here. If you just joined us, her husband had an affair. 4 years they've been separated out of five married. And now he's got a baby on the way with the other woman. He wants to come back. Mm-hmm. And I have said, man, It's just not going to work if all he's doing is just.
Well, there's a lot of back and forth here, it seems like. And this is someone, unfortunately, Mary, that emotionally is quite immature. And so it sounds like whenever the pressure gets too great in one arena, he bounces to the other, right? And in that way, nobody can require too much of him. And my sense is that he's probably scared to have people require too much. And yet he's created a world where there's a lot on his plate. I'm wondering, Mary, what you have required of him. So there's been a separation. But he's wanting to come back now. What's the criteria? Have you set up any criteria?
I did tell him that I wanted to do marriage counseling.
Okay.
That was one thing that's very important to me.
What was his response to that?
So much that's happened.
What was his response?
He agreed, but he agreed. He said he's for it, but he wants to meet in person. And right now everything's through telehealth. So because of that, he said, no, that we'll just wait. But it kind of felt like it was just another excuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
He should be at a place I'll do anything under any circumstances to win back your heart. And him using that as the excuse just says you bringing him back in is just asking for more pain for you. And then you've got these kids that come to get used to him, and then now he's gone again.
Yeah, if you bring him back into the house before doing any of the counseling or him doing any work, I think the counseling will be out the window because then he'll find something wrong with the counselor, right? So a lot of times men will promise anything to get back into the position that they're wanting, and then they don't follow through. So you need to see the work first.
Yeah. And God says you are wonderfully and beautifully made. You are a princess of the Most High God, and you are to be earned. Nobody can ride your back unless it is bent. And he should have to endure some consequences and earn his way back to your arms and into your heart. And so it's okay to demand and have standards for you. And God never tells us to be a rug mat or a throw floor for somebody to keep walking in and out of our lives. And we want him to be a father, not a breeder who leaves when the times get tough. You are worthy of being treated with respect and honor, and demand that of this gentleman.
Yeah, and you know, Mary, I think you could just say to him, I've really been thinking about this, and I have to come down on the side of you unwilling to do the marriage counseling, using the excuse that it's online versus in person. I mean, that's like a beggar saying, I won't take crumbs, I want a T-bone steak. You know, if you're a beggar, you'll eat anything. Mm-hmm. And if he was truly humbly wanting restoration, he would say, I don't care if it's with Morse code, I'll get the counseling. I'll do anything for you. And so you say to him, it just is an indication you might be ready to come back, but you're not ready to transform your life. And you need to go get help. One of the things you could tell him, go to the Everyman's Battle Workshop because you need some people to help you. Mm-hmm. And you've got a lust problem. And you've got an anger problem and an indecision problem. And that'll be a great beginning for you to go to work on all of those. That's what I would say. I've been thinking about this, and it's an indication that you're just not ready to come back. I would also want to know why he wanted to come back. Mm-hmm. What happened with the other person that isn't just such a fairy tale come true? Do you know what happened with her?
He just said he saw her true character. That's what he said.
Oh, and he is, but he's probably just the best judge of that. Oh, my goodness.
I think the reverse is true. She probably saw his true character and gave him his hat to leave the house. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
I think we should send worthy of her trust.
Yep.
And
for you to give to him.
To give to him.
That's right.
And let him know that to follow the things in that book. Mm-hmm.
And I'll send Healing is a Choice to you. I think you'll enjoy that. And I hope and pray that all of the folks will pray for you, your situation. But, you know, and take your life back. I talk about you've got to be the decider and you've got to be the defender of your value. And now's the time for you to say, I am valuable enough to protect myself.
Yes.
And the kids from you coming back and finding somebody else. And then you go off with them. Not going to happen until you develop some character through doing some work that you're not doing right now. All right, 1-800-229-3000. That is the phone number. And I'll just say this, that if you have a problem, I have to believe between the books that we offer, the therapists that we have around this country, all over this country, clinicians that we have worked with, we believe they're good and they're solid in their theology. Between that and then the intensives that we do, there is something that we offer that could help you. You'll never know what it is unless you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You can call and say, I don't know what I want, but here is my situation. You know, there comes a time when we have to say, according to this proverb, the proverb says, when you wink at wrong, you cause trouble. But an open rebuke brings lasting peace. There comes a time when you say, we got to talk about this. We got to bring this out in the open. I can't deny it, rationalize it, can't minimize it. It's time to deal with it. And we'll help you with that because we've helped thousands and thousands of people with those kinds of issues. Just keeping the peace, maintaining status quo, you end up with the address of living in limbo, a horrible place to be. So we want to help you, but you have to call us and let us take a hear. We'll listen to your situation, what's going on, and then we'll try to give you the help that you need. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I brought up Every Man's Battle, and Every Man's Battle is this Saturday, August the 15th, online. It's never been more accessible, never easier to do than right now, and it's affordable. So please join us one day of hard work and focusing on character and God's character, led by Jason Martinkus. I think it could be the thing that changes everything. Intimacy in Marriage is coming in October, and that's where miracles in marriages happen. And there are a lot of folks that thought there was no hope whatsoever. They couldn't stand the person they were married to, and the other one couldn't stand them, and they pulled it back together. Then we have Restore, Hope for a Woman's Heart. That'll be in the fall. Now, I want to, anybody that joins Club New Life, you know we got those seven great books that we'll say thank you with. But also, if you have a gift of any amount during August, I'll send you a CD from our Help and Hope series. It's the best of Dr. Amen. And it's a collection of all of the advice that he's given on phone calls here at New Life Live. So call, gift of any amount, I'll send that to you. If you want to join us on the next program, 1-800-229-3000. Facebook Live is 5 o'clock Eastern. And then on Thursday, 11 o'clock Eastern on the NRV Network is Life Recovery Today. Thanks for joining us. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Jill. See you next time.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.